Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning and welcome to The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we have a fantastic programme featuring a new release album by the Neil Cowley Trio, of which Jazzwise magazine said it's a series of mighty tunes that stir the soul and calm the savage breast. Prepare for liftoff, it's time to get lost in space. We've also got wonderful tunes from French-American singer Madeleine Peyrou from her album just released called Secular Hymns, plus classic songs from Stan Getz and Charlie Bird, sampling of another new release by British saxophonist Tori Freestone, and much, much more. Let's begin then with a tune from our main featured album by Neil Cowley. The album is called Spacebound Apes, and without further ado, this is called Weightless. Thank you. That was the Neil Cowley Trio and Weightless, and from their new album called Spacebound Apes, you heard Neil Cowley piano, Evan Jenkins drums, Rex Horan bass, and we'll be hearing more from that album throughout today's programme. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're also featuring, 20 years after her debut recording Dreamland, a new album, songs from a new album by Madeleine Peyrou. The album was conceived after a concert in an old church in Oxfordshire. It came about because celebrated French chef Raymond Blanc purchased a manor in Little Milton, and he hosts events including nine-course meals in his Michelin-starred restaurant. As part of the experience, people are invited before dinner to a 12th-century Norman-style church, and last year, Peyrou and her trio were invited to perform. At the soundcheck, she said she was singing Randy Newman's song Guilty. It was amazing the way her voice sounded in the cavernous room, and she said it's got a wood ceiling that gave her voice a reverb, and her live engineer Doug Dawson told her she should make a record there. A few months later, she booked the 200-seat church for 3 days, the first day to set up and soundcheck, second for a free live show for local townspeople who were around, and the third to recut new live takes without the audience if needed. The album's called Secular Hymns and features John Harrington guitar and Barrack Murray bass, as well as the sultry voice of Madeleine Peyrou. We're going to hear a song called Everything I Do Gonna Be Funky from now on.
Everything I do gonna be a funky from now on, yeah. Soul can't do no harm, I think. Everything I do gonna be a funky from now on, yeah. Everything I do gonna be a funky from now on, yeah. Everything I do gonna be a funky.
That was the tune Everything I Do Gonna Be Funky From Now On, and you heard the sultry voice of Madeleine Peyrou, John Harrington guitar and Barrack Murray bass, with from their album Secular Hymns, released just a month ago. We'll be hearing more from that album and indeed from Madeleine Peyrou's other albums throughout the programme today. Still to come here on In the Moment, more from our main featured album Spacebound Apes, a tune from Tori Freestone's new album El Barranco, and a classic live offering from Hammond B3 organ legend Jimmy Smith. Now though, to something a little different. Stan Getz's best known bossa nova LP is usually one called Getz Gilberto, but we're going to listen to tunes from an album which came first. In fact, it's the first fully fledged album recorded by American jazz musicians using the bossa nova form. The album topped the LP charts and produced a pop chart single hit, Desafinado. And in fact, it's the real beginning of the bossa nova craze. The album's called Jazz Samba, and we're to hear guitarist Charlie Bird, who was actually responsible for introducing Stan Getz to the style and bringing bossa nova records from Brazil to America. And this tune, full of the romanticism and undercurrent of melancholy typical of the form, is called One Note Samba. Thank you.
That was the smooth sounds of One Note Samba from tenor sax player Stan Getz and Charlie Bird, guitarist, from their album Jazz Samba. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. And today we're featuring Neil Cowley's new album, which is called Space Bound Apes. It's a cosmic multimedia experience telling the story of American President Abraham Lincoln. And the disc is preceded, in fact, by an online blog tracing Lincoln's story. It has been called an interplanetary concept album, and in fact, to check if the music was working as they recorded it, the band played back each recording against a silent screening of Stanley Kubrick's Space Odyssey 2001. Neil Cowley said, if the music worked with those beautiful images of revolving space stations, we knew we were doing okay. This is a particularly atmospheric tune. We're to hear Neil Cowley piano, Evan Jenkins drums and Rex Harran bass, Echo Nebula. That was Neil Cowley's new album, Spacebound Apes, and a tune called Echo Nebula, with Neil Cowley piano, Evan Jenkins drums and Rex Horan bass. And we'll have more tunes from that album throughout the programme today. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. We're also featuring today tunes from French-American songstress Madeleine Peyrou's new album, Secular Hymns. Peyrou has said that music is her spiritual life, so she thinks of these hymns, secular hymns, as songs that are very individual, personal and introverted. Peyrou said that it was a blast playing with guitarist John Harrington and bass player Barrick Morey on the album, and so much of the music had to do with the interplay amongst the musicians. She said it's a recording that reflects the organic way we've been working as a trio on the arrangements of these songs, and all the tunes have been not only rehearsed but gig-hardened during tours on the road. Let's have a listen to this tune. It's called Tango Until They Are Sore.
Well, you play that tarantella and all the hounds, they start to roar. The boys all go to hell and then the Cubans hit the floor. They climb along the pipeline, they tango till they're sore. They take apart their nightmares and they leave them by the door. Or let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. Deal out jacks or better on a blanket by the stair. I'll tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. So send me off to bed forevermore. Make sure they play my theme song. I guess daisies will have to do. Just get me to New Orleans and paint shadows on the pews. Cut the skin on that pig, kick the drum and let me down. Put my clarinet beneath your bed till I get back in town. Let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. I deal out jacks or better on a blanket by the stairs. I'll tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. So send me off to bed forevermore. Calico or the color of a doll. So wave your flag on Cadillac Day, hang a skillet on the wall, cut me a switch, hold your breath till the sun goes down, write my name on a hood, send me off to another town. Let me fall out of the window with confetti in my hair. A deal out jack so better on a blanket by the stair. Tell you all my secrets, but I lie about my past. So send me off to bed forevermore. Send me off to bed forevermore. That
was the inimitable voice of Madeleine Peyrou in a song called Tango Until They Are Sore from her new album Secular Hymns, and you heard there John Harrington on guitar and Barrick Morey bass. Still to come on today's programme, we've got more from our main featured album, Neil Cowley's Spacebound Apes. We've got a wonderful tune from Jimmy Smith, organ maestro Jimmy Smith, from one of his best live albums called Root Down in 1972, and much, much more. Now, to another new release by British saxophonist Tori Freestone. El Barranco follows up her 2014 debut album In the Chop House. It's released once again on the ever-burgeoning Whirlwind Recordings label, and one comparison might be Albert Ayer, whose tenor meanderings on his seminal Spiritual Unity might constitute a template for this kind of trio-based free improvisation. The album title, El Barranco, derives from Tenerife's mountainous regions known as El Barranco de Masca. And these geographical areas are also reflected in the evocative sketches on the front and back of the album cover. We're to hear Tori Freestone, tenor saxophone, with Dave Mannington bass and Tim Giles drums, and the title tune from the album, El Barranco. Thank you. That was Tori Freestone, tenor saxophone, Dave Mannington bass and Tim Giles drums, and a tune called El Barranco, in fact the title tune from their new album on Whirlwind Recordings, just released. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. To our main featured album today, Neil Cowley's dad was a performer, part of a comedy double act, who wrote novelty songs including My Little Budgie for Bruce Forsyth, and he thought he would be a performer as a child. He even appeared in Grange Hill. But his mum guided him towards a classical path, compelled him to take piano lessons, and Neil Cowley went to the Royal Academy of Music. Cowley found fame and fortune as a pianist with Adele, playing on her 2007 debut album 19 and then on her Grammy Triumph 21. The earnings from these records underwrite Cowley's musical independence. He said it was worth being the most heard pianist in the world because he can spend every day, including the whole of last year, creating Spacebound Apes. This is one of the most beautiful tunes on the album, and it's called Grace. Thank you. That was Neil Cowley on piano, Evan Jenkins drums and Rex Hurren bass, and a tune called Grace from their newly released album Space Bound Apes. Today on In the Moment, we're also featuring songs by French-American singer Madeleine Peyrou. She was born in 1974 in Athens, Georgia, and she started singing age 15, playing with street musicians in the Latin Quarter in Paris. She joined a group called the Riverboat Shufflers and toured Europe with the Lost Wandering Blues and Jazz Band, age 16, and her debut album, Dreamland, was released on Atlantic Records in 1996. It contained originals and blues by Billie Holiday, Bessie Smith and others. In 2004, her second album, Careless But Love, was released, and a New York Times commentator compared her style then to that of Billie Holiday. Her third album was called Half the Perfect World, and we're going to hear a tune from that now. This is called The Summer Wind.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea and lingered there so warm and fair to walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and strolled on golden sand. Sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a hyperman, one day it called to you, and I lost you to the summer. Thank you.
That was a song called The Summer Wind from Madeleine Peyrou, whose songs we're featuring today, together with her new album just released, which is called Secular Hymns. That was from her 2006 album, Half the Perfect World. Well, that's almost it from this hour of In the Moment. Do stay listening. We've plenty more next hour from today's featured album, Spacebound Apes, more from the lovely voice of French-American songstress Madeleine Peyrou, another classic tune from Charlie Bird and Stan Getz, and much more. Now, to finish this hour, organ maestro Jimmy Smith at his most relaxed in a fabulous live session recorded on Verve Records in 1972. The album was released as Root Down and features Paul Humphrey drums, Wilton Felder guitar, Buck Clark congas and percussion, Arthur Adams guitar, Steve Williams harmonica and Jimmy Smith on Hammond B3 organ. This tune is called Sag Shooting His Arrow. Thank you.
You're listening to Sheffield.